This is Average Joe Finances Podcast, episode 58.
If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you smash that like button and click subscribe. For those of you listening on a podcast platform, be sure to subscribe on whatever platform that is and leave us a rating if you can. The more likes, ratings, and subscriptions that we get, the more we can spread the message and grow our community. So we also have a free Facebook group. It's called the Average Joe Finances Network. Check us out, join the group, join the community, ask questions, and become a part of the team. All of our other social media accounts are listed in our flow page, and we have them in the video or podcast description below.
I say greatness exists on the other side of fear. So helping people recognize their fear, you know, change their emotional state to, you know, get the excitement there and the inspiration, right? Inside, not motivation. Motivation is weak. Inspiration, a change on the inside to where they're transformed and then go, you know, to overcome that fear and then take a new direction on in their life. It's powerful.
Welcome to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. Are you trying to get out of debt? Invest, or just not sure where to start? Then this is the place for you. We discuss different ways to get out of the rat race and build your wealth. Join us on this wild ride to financial freedom.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? So today our guest is Will Owens. I'm really excited to have this conversation with him. So Will's a creator, an entrepreneur, a life coach, and a spiritual educator that dedicates his time and energy to helping people create a mindset that sets them on a path to success through his company, The Mind Creates LLC. He works to help people realize their full potential and live the life that they genuinely want to lead. Will has a distinct system that focuses on building time and freedom. His company's unique methods help people come out from under the weight of financial burdens and helps them identify what their true talents and passions are. The main focus is taking immediate action by defining real steps that a person can take to make an impactful difference in their life. So, Will, awesome background. I am super excited to talk to you today. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you so much, Mike. I'm super happy to be here. You have nothing but quality content that changes lives, and I'm happy to be a part of this.
Well, thank you so much for that. So speaking of quality content, I want to get this right out the door, the way I like to start every podcast episode. And we want to know a little bit more about you. Besides the background that I just gave, can you share with our audience, who is Will Owens? How'd you get started?
Hey, man. So I can honestly say it all started from my relationship with God. And through that, you know, I went on a wonderful journey of being, you know, out of college as an engineer, you know, graduated with my degree, great job, and, you know, time, freedom, all of that. And then I realized I wasn't happy and I realized I was missing my true purpose in life. And once I found God, that was at the age of 23 years old, you know, I said, you know, I have what everybody else wants in life. You know, materialistically. And I realized like, I'm not happy. So I said, God, what am I, or, you know, I didn't really know God at that time, but I asked what would get me to that happiness. And then my relationship with him started. And, you know, I went through a series of changes, like a loss of a job, which is what my career, and, as an engineer working for PepsiCo. And then I actually lost my mother, and I was also buying a house. I know you do real estate. I was buying a house, and you know, they told me, oh, we can't close this deal at the table due to the fact that my neighbors were not paying their HOA fees. I was like, what does it have to do with me? You know, it was shocking, but that information is real because they weren't going to approve the loan due to, you know, the value of the house is going down in the future. So they was like, this is a bad loan. It will be upside down in the future. And I was like, oh, like, you know, so with all that being said, you know, God took me on a wild journey through our relationship. So that way I could, you know, then in turn impact many other people through sharing my testimony. And just, you know, the thing that really stuck out to me where most people would struggle is in the financial realm. The financial realm and then the spiritual realm, for actually knowing what their purpose is and what they're, you know, really good at and how to take that and turn it into a business where it's, you know, creating income for them that they enjoy.
Right on. What a story. Like, I did a little research, you know, on you and looking at your background, and sorry for your loss of your mother a couple of years ago. That. So for those of you that don't know what he's talking about with that, in the middle of everything else that he had going on, and I hope I'm not sharing too much of your personal
life. No, go for it.
I know that, you know, when she got diagnosed, right, she had cancer, stage 4, I think it was liver.
You got right? it.
Yeah. And, you know, you had to pick up everything that you were working on and move to go take care of your siblings. Right. Yep. And, you know, that's just a whole life changing journey in itself, dealing with the loss of a parent, and then having to take on that responsibility of taking on, you know, the caretaking of your siblings. So, you know, part of this, you know, you're talking about how you had this spiritual journey, right? When you said, you found God at 23, and that was a turning point for you. That was the catalyst that started you on this journey that you're on right now. Right. And some of the things, so sorry, I take notes while you're talking.
Have at it, brother.
But, you know, you had the loss of a job, you had the loss of your mother, you had to take on the responsibility of taking on your siblings and caretaking for them. And then you realized, like, you know, during your spiritual journey, that one of the things that you wanted to focus on was the financial part of it, right? Because I think at that point you realize, hey, I need to do something different other than work in a corporate job. I need to be able to take care of my siblings and still produce an income to take care of everybody. Right. Oh. And then that whole situation with the house, man, that's crazy. I've never heard of something like that, where like the neighbors aren't paying the HOA. So they're like, well, home value is going to go down, so we're not going to approve this loan. Like that's painful. That's a kick to the gut for sure.
Yeah. And you know, most people don't know this information. And, you know, one of my favorite biblical phrases is, my people perish due to a lack of knowledge. And I added wisdom and understanding, because, you know, people, sometimes they don't actually know what's going on, you know, in the world system wise. And there's so many systems that keep us in the rat race. And I'm like, if you open your eyes, you can see where they're affecting you. And it's like, let's do what we have to do to change those things so that you can get released.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the key things I want to point out there is, you're talking about, you know, the knowledge and the education that you have to bring on, right? You can't just jump into this and say, okay, I'm going to be an entrepreneur now. I mean, you can, but you need to do some type of research and, you know, at least in the field that you're interested in and the route you want to go. Right. So, so you did your due diligence and you figured out what it is you wanted to be. And I want to talk about that a little bit. And I know right now you offer coaching services and you even have a financial literacy course too. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that. So what made you decide that coaching is going to be the right fit for you?
So I just have a natural talent for problem solving. So I went through for engineering and at the University of Pittsburgh and graduated. And, you know, I realized all I was doing while I was there was learning how to solve problems and critically think, which is something that a lot of people do not have that skill set. They say common sense is not so common. And so when I take that information and apply it to real life, you know, I just ask people, like, what are your problems? What are the issues that you're going through? And, you know, it kind of fires me up inside and lights my spirit to where I can hear their problems and know that I have a solution for them. And then coaching them to, you know, get past their mindset and their fears and excel in life. You know, it's nothing like making a person who was crying, depressed, or stressed feel a different emotion of, you know, love, joy, and peace. It's truly phenomenal. And I'm like, you know, if I can do that for anybody, I will. You know, it's like finding the cure for cancer. Like, why would you not give it if you can, you know, can do that and change that person's life?
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, one of the things you're talking about here that got you started in this is your love of being able to solve a problem, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, not only did you get a particular skill set by, you know, going to school for engineering, but at the same time, it's not only what you learn, but it looks like there you have like an inner fire, like an inner passion to help others. And that's like a key driver for you. So I mean, you can
say there's always people to help, you know,
yeah,
there's always
people to help. Solving other people's problems just fires you up. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. Awesome.
It's an emotional tie to that, man.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Well, it feels amazing. You know, and actually let's talk about that a little bit, right? Emotional ties, right? Because I don't care what you say. People will say this all day that I'm not emotionally tied to my money. I'm not emotionally tied to this or that or whatever. sometimes I tell my wife I'm not emotionally tied to the house we live in. So I'm like, hey, if I got four walls and a roof, I'm happy. I could pick up and move somewhere tomorrow. That's not realistic, right? You know, right. There is some emotion there, right?
No, some
you know, anytime you make a purchase, there's emotion involved, right?
Yep. So,
you know, one of the things that you do as a coach is you help identify that emotion, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't realize that they have these emotions when they go into it. So I want to talk a little bit about, you know, you as a coach and
So
what are some of the things you offer as a coach?
You know, so I call it the six fears, and I teach people how to overcome the six fears. The six fears, they actually paralyze a lot of people. So it's the fear of poverty, the fear of criticism, the fear of illness, right? Getting sick, the fear of death, fear of old age, and the fear of loss of love, right? Like somebody's going to steal your love away. And, you know, you're trying everything to hold on to that person because relationships are very important in life. And so you hold on, you know, like you said, even these things relate to money. So I tell people how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you're fearful to take the leap, you know, to move forward in your business or, you know, even with making a purchase or investing in something, that translates to so many other things where you may be holding back. And, you know, I say greatness exists on the other side of fear. So helping people recognize their fear, you know, change their emotional state to, you know, get the excitement there and the inspiration, right? Inside, not motivation. Motivation is weak. Inspiration, a change on the inside to where they're transformed and then go, you know, to overcome that fear and then take a new direction on in their life. It's powerful, you know, and then it really does impact their finances. Imagine you walking around with a smile, talking about the average Joe finances, you know, to everybody. And then they're like, what, you know, what is he doing? And they're like, why is he so excited? They're going to be drawn into that energy and attracted to that so that they can, you know, figure out what you do. Why are you so excited all the time? And they're walking around with the attitude or stressed and depressed. So It's phenomenal.
It's funny you mentioned that because, you know, people do ask me that all the time. Like, hey, you know, why'd you start this? Why are you doing this and all that? And, you know, and that's the main reason is to just get messages like this out there and get other people thinking this way and motivated to just better themselves, better their lifestyle. You know, there is more to life than just working a 9-to-5 every day. Ooh. Like you said earlier, Ooh. You know, the whole rat race, right? Yeah. But I really like what you're talking about here with the six fears. I mean, poverty, criticism, illness, death, old age, and loss of love. And, you know, I hate saying that, you know, I don't want to idolize money at all. Right. But, you know, when you have these fears, like you said, you know, you can tie this into anything. And when you tie it into your finances, you know, loss of love can be the loss of your home, right? Something that you truly are in love with and you're passionate about your home. You've put so much work and effort into it. And something comes along and you lose your job and you can't pay your mortgage. Now what? You know, so yeah, these fears are definitely something that can hold somebody back, right?
Mike, think about it, right? Look at how many divorces happen. If you tie back into like what was the true root cause, right? Right. We look at like symptoms or, you know, things that appear to be, but if you look at the root cause, they're like, yeah, this person wasn't making enough money for me, so I had to leave. And it's like, wait, what? Hold on. You know, that's really why you left? Yeah, we were always arguing about money. And it's like, oh my God, like we weren't going on dates because we couldn't afford it. Like, you know, we weren't spending enough time together because it was always at work. Money truly impacts a lot of people's lives and we don't realize it. And it's just a representation that dollar is a representation of so many other things. And if you use it in a positive route, it turns out wonderful for you. Use it in a negative route, and it has a lot of intrinsic characteristics about it, like greed, you know, and so many other things.
Yeah, there's so much more to it than just fear, right? Because now if you overdo it, right, and there's a key word that you said there, greed, right? If you overdo it and you're not giving back to others, you know, there's a classic story about this that, you know, you see it every Christmas time about Ebenezer Scrooge, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be like that. You don't want to live your life as a miser, right? And one of the wonderful things about, you know, especially for folks with an entrepreneurial mindset, you know, is I have yet to really meet anybody that's an entrepreneur that has their own business, that's working hard, that doesn't give back.
Oh, you have to. It's a part of customer service. You have to.
Absolutely. You know, Will, it's like, especially like in the space that I'm in right now with real estate, right? And other investors, like they're, no one's afraid to share information and help everybody. Cause you know, one of the key things they say is there's enough real estate and there's enough money to go around for everybody.
You got it.
And you know, surrounding yourself with people, positive people that have that kind of mindset that, you know, positivity is going to breed positivity.
Yep. Right? Law of attraction.
Exactly. Yes. Law of attraction. So, yeah, no, I love it, man. I love talking about this stuff.
And then the abundance mindset, there's no lack,
absolutely.
You know, and that's where, when you understand, you know, you have the transformation, the new mindset to understand there is no lack and there's more than enough to go around. Right. You start operating to where you can give to other people. Like, you know, I love the fact that in your episode 2, you talked about like giving, you know, and, you know, to charity or tithes or whatever. I'm really big on paying my tithes, and I pay tithes and offerings. Right. That's an excess. Right. Offerings is an excess of your tithes. And I'm like, I operate by kingdom principles. Right. Of course, we live in the democracy of the United States. But I actually operate according to God's principles. And I know for a fact that if I give up 10% of the 100% that God gives to me, I'm fulfilling the purpose of helping somebody else in the kingdom. And, you know, I tell people this all the time. A king, or the people in a citizen, the citizenship of a kingdom, they represent the king. They're not allowed to be poor because that represents the king's bad leadership. So therefore, he's going to change their circumstance and their situation to be better. He has to. It's a promise. So, you know, I always call out if I'm ever like broke, I'm like, just give it, you know, hey, God, I'm broke right now and I will, you know, I need some help. And then he'll give me some type of revelation to where he puts money in my pocket and I make sure I pay my tithes on that and give to help out other people, because not only may I be, you know, hurting or needing some help, but there's other people who need help as well. And who am I to just hoard all the money or hoard everything to myself when I could be going out to help other people?
Right on. Yeah, no, that's perfect. And you won some major points with me there, because you gave a callback to episode 2. So now I know you're listening to one of my past episodes, and I really appreciate that. So, So kingdom principles, man. So that's really awesome, because, you know, that's, you know, not only your personal mindset, but your spiritual mindset as well. Right. So you're, for our listeners that, you know, not everybody is religious or spiritual.
Yeah, and like I'm going to tell you, I'm not religious at all.
Part of your journey, right?
Yep.
You know, there's something else. There's something more to it. And for those of you that aren't spiritual or, like I said, religious, I mean, it's a mindset thing.
Yes.
But, you know, you have your relationship, you know, with God, right? And that's what helps push you to this, you know, giving back mentality. You know, not just you as a person, but
love, bro.
right. It's the principle of what it is that you're doing.
Yep.
So, no, I really like that. So I want to kind of call back to what you're doing as a life coach, right? So, so Will, how long have you been doing this?
Let's take a brief moment to hear from our show sponsors. What's going on, Average Joes? We know that managing one account or your entire family's portfolio can be stressful and time-consuming. From building and maintaining spreadsheets, calculating how many new shares and units you need to purchase with your contributions, finding the time to log into your brokerage and make those trades, and annually rebalancing each account. Well, my friends over at Passive came up with a tool that can help you manage all of this in a fraction of time without spreadsheets and manual calculations. Passive is a portfolio management tool that makes it easier for DIY investors to maintain a balanced portfolio and build a passive investment strategy at their online broker. It eliminates the need to use spreadsheets, saves you from having to log into your broker to place trades and helps you stick to your portfolio's target allocation. Elite users can save even more time by using the one-click trades feature and having Passive execute the required trades on your behalf. All of this can be done from the Passive dashboard for all of your accounts. No more logging in to multiple brokerage accounts. Passive is not a robo-advisor. It won't tell you what you should invest in, so you'll need to decide that for yourself, either through self-education or alongside a financial advisor. To learn more about Passive or to sign up, check out our link below, www.averagejoefinances.com/passive. That's P-A-S-S-I-V with no E. Again, P-A-S-S-I-V with no E. Check them out. What's going on, everybody? So today I want to talk to you about the podcast editing service that we use for the Average Joe Finances podcast. That is editpods.com. And what I really like about them is it's a subscription-based service, so the prices are fantastic. And not only do they do the podcast episodes for us, but they also make us videos, audiograms, social media caption videos. They do our show notes, thumbnails. It's just fantastic products. Go check them out at editpods.com. Let's get back to today's episode.
You're listening to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. Whether it's single or multifamily real estate, the stock market, or side hustles, we discuss it all. Strap in and enjoy the ride.
So I actually started 2016, when my mother was going through the cancer, got the diagnosis that she was going to die in 9 months. I really dived into actually learning because I had to take my mind off of the situation. And, my mom, the mind creates was such a God-given name for my business and purpose and mission and everything, due to the fact that here I was, focusing on positivity and law of attraction and abundance. And my mom was focusing on, death and cancer. And, I watched her deteriorate in 9 months so fast. Like, she went from looking healthy, beautiful, young, she was 44 years old. And then, as she moves on, I'm just watching it deteriorate, hair fall out and things like that. But it was because she was focusing on, illness, focusing on death and sickness. And I'm like, wow, the mind really creates your issues and things like that. So, I tell people all the time, I got to say it, right? How you do anything is how you do everything. And if you're focusing on your abundance, and there's going to be more opportunities coming your way. And I try to get anybody that I coach to see the opportunities rather than the negativities. And that's really, really important for me to do.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. And that saying, I had to write this down too, since you said it a second time, it's super, super important. How you do anything is how you do everything. I mean, that there's no truer words, really. I mean, because
you got that military background. Think about discipline, right? Mm-hmm. So many people are not disciplined. And it's like, if you overeat with food, right? Won't you overspend with your money? Like, those things translate to each other. Like, it truly is a mindset. You get to create whatever life you want on how you think. Where they say that, I know you read this book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Mm-hmm. And they say most people miss the message that was in the book. Well, it's the first word.
I listened to it, the audiobook.
Okay. Hey, I'm an audiobook and ebook reader. I love it. The first word is the most powerful word in the book. It's think. Think. That means you have to use your mind. And the mind is not just your brain. It is your feelings, right? Touch, senses, taste, all of that. All of these, intangibles coming together, the senses, all of those senses and the spirit coming together to help you figure things out and create. I even wrote a book, right? It Could Happen to You. And people were like, in the book, I called out the pandemic happening, right? I told people, I said, you will lose your job, right? You will, lose your house. You will lose, family members, right? These issues will happen. And I taught people how to build out their financial portfolio. And I'll give whoever, I don't care who it is. I want people to have the book. God gave me the book in 2016 to write. I wrote it. And I'm telling you, the people who read or listened to the book were able to outlast the pandemic and excel in the pandemic. While, you know, you see people losing their jobs who were focused on security, right? Is security really security when you have a job? You know, anything can happen. We just saw that in 2020. And, you know, I'm like, wow, like I had WOW Mentoring, which stood for We Only Win Mentoring. It transformed into The Mind Creates. I started a business in a pandemic while other people were losing businesses and losing jobs. Where does that happen at? Right. But I was prepared. Here you go. Here's another one, Mike. You're going to want to write this down, right? You can only be what you prepare to be. You can't be anything you want to be. You can only be what you prepare to be. So if you're preparing to, you know, kill the game in real estate as an investor, right? You're preparing for retirement. Then Mike, what's stopping you from getting in? Only thing that's stopping you is you. You have the plan. You're acting out the plan. But if you're not preparing to do that and you're just talking it out, you're just saying, I'm going to be, you know, you're not thinking of plans or don't. Come on now. You're not really going to get there.
Yeah, that's factual right there. I mean, and how do you get there, right? It's you prepare yourself. And how do you prepare yourself? You educate yourself. You do the research, you know, especially like in real estate, right? You start looking at the markets you want to focus on and things like that. So
you got
I love that quote too, man. That's fantastic. that's good stuff. So you've been doing this, you know, obviously, you said since 2016, since everything that happened with your mother. And, you know, Will, I want to know, like, what drives you as a coach? Like, what is it that you enjoy about what you do as a coach right now?
Man, I don't want to die. See my mom die at the age of 44. 45. She had just turned 45. And, you know, I had asked her, I said, you know, Mom, what else do you want to do? Like, to try and take her mind off the cancer. And she was like, Will, I did everything I wanted to do. Right. Like, only other thing I wanted to do was see my kids have, you know, kids and, you know, play with my grandkids. But other than that, she said, I lived out the life that I wanted to live. And I was like, what? At the age of 44, like, there's nothing else you want to do? She's like, no, I did everything I wanted to do. And that was so powerful to me because that means she died empty, you know, and I want to die empty. I want to know that, like, I reached my 250,000 person goal by the end of this year. Right. So if I die, then, you know, 2022, not speaking that on myself, but, you know, I realized, hey, I left an impact and I touched 250,000 people. They knew I existed. They knew they could take the information that I had or, you know, was able to obtain. And it went out to not only change those people directly, but it changed even more people indirectly, right? They might pass along the information to somebody else. Right now, you and I are talking, right? And I'm speaking this into existence that we're talking to millions and millions of listeners. And they're taking this information. They're feeling inspired by it. And then they're taking action, right, in the mind to create the scenarios that they want for them their lives. And they're like, hey, I will listen to more of Average Joe Finance's podcast so that way I can, you know, connect with all these advisors and all these great people and you know, reach out to the resources that want to help me succeed. You want to see people do better. It just feels good. That's love, right? When we spread more love in the world, come on, man, we don't have wars. You know, we don't have hate crimes or anything like that. When people are working together, you can achieve magnificent things.
Yeah. Key thing that you said there, though, you know, when people are working together, and that's part of, you know, this whole mission, too, is, you know, you don't have to go it alone. Right. You know, build a team of trusted people that you can get with. Surround yourself with people that will lift you up, that have that same mindset. I tend to surround myself with people that I feel like are leaps and bounds above what I'm doing just to help push me harder and push me further. Yep. You know, and
Henry Ford method.
Yeah. And I don't look at myself as like, you know, when I compare myself to these guys, I'm like, man, I ain't doing nothing. You know, I'm like, no, I don't look at myself like that. I'm like, hey, you know, this is who I roll with and this is how we do things.
Right.
You got to surround yourself with like-minded people and not people that are going to hold you down. And a lot of times, you know, dealing with stuff like this can be very difficult because it means you have to cut ties with some people.
Oh, man, I want to speak on them when you're done.
Yeah, for sure.
I got something to share with you.
It's stuff I've definitely experienced myself, just folks who I thought were close to me, and you taste a little bit of success and you start doing some things, and next thing you know, they're not talking to you much anymore. And it's like, hey,
you're speaking on the same person,
you know,
you're speaking on it.
Yeah.
Oh man. So what I saw, it was on Instagram. Oh man, you hit it on the head. I was on Instagram and I saw this post and it said, you need to go into a room where, you know, there's other winners. You need to go into a room where there's other winners. So that way, when you're talking about your accomplishments and your successes, it doesn't sound like you're bragging. And I was like, wow,
yeah.
Because if you're not around other people who are having successes in their life, you start to feel like you're bragging, like, and they look at you as if you're bragging. Oh man, this guy always talking about this, always talking about how he's having this, or, you know, this, you know, lovely lady is always talking about how her life is great, but my life over here is going miserable, and misery loves company. So, you know, we got to realize that and honestly, factor that in. So you got to get around people who are having multiple successes. So they're like, hey, what did you do? You know, they're encouraging you and they're holding you accountable. Win. Have more success, and more happiness. You know, they're looking for it rather than, you know, you're coming off as bragging because you're not around the right people.
That is all facts right there. you know, because it's funny because, and like you said, misery does love company. And like I said earlier too, success breeds success. Yep. And if you surround yourself with the right people, you know, it's not going to seem like you're bragging. It's going to be like, hey, you're doing it. Hey, congratulations. That's awesome for you. This is what I'm doing. And people start sharing their stories and you start having these conversations, and it pushes you to accelerate to the next level. Yeah. Right. So, you know, my wife and I have talked about this a bunch of times, and like, you know, I remember coming up as a kid, it was always like so taboo to talk about money. Like you did not talk about money with your parents. It was not a dinner table topic or any of that. I talk about money with my kids all the time.
Because
I tell them like, hey, you know, this is, you know, start, the younger you start, the better off you're going to be, way better than me. Cause I want you to be more successful than I ever was. And I want to give you the tools to do it. I have my kids read financial literacy books. I mean, we talk about this stuff all the time. It is not a taboo topic or subject in our household. And
that's so good that you're doing that.
Yeah. But it's regardless of whatever they want to do in life. I don't care, you know, what career field you want to go into. Hey, that's fine. Do something you're passionate about.
Yes.
And then if you don't need a lot of money to do it, then that's fine. Just find your happiness. But if it is something you're trying to make yourself financially secure for the future, let me give you the tools to do that. And I have some money put to the side for them, right? I invest for my children. And
Warren
and,
Buffett the same way.
and I want to make sure that they're taken care of. But I don't want them to feel entitled or be like, you know, trust fund babies or anything like that, right? I want them to understand the value of the dollar and then the value of having the right mindset. And I think it's important that you have, you know, these family discussions, you know, with your significant other, your children.
Yeah. Yeah.
I even had these conversations with my in-laws, you know?
So there's something
I haven't really talked to you about too. So I know, you know, what it feels like to have the loss of a parent. I lost my mom also in her 40s back in 2003, February 2003. I was on my first deployment. I was, this was right before the war first started, in Iraq. Yeah. I was actually in the Persian Gulf, and, when she passed, it was very difficult for me to get home because some of our helicopters were getting shot at. So they had to find an opportunity that they could fly me off safely. And when that opportunity finally came, I was like pushing it, and I actually missed the first day of her wake.
I
only bring this up because like,
I'm sorry to hear your loss too. I just want to let you know that
I appreciate that. Thank you. But I didn't let that define me. And I was upset, you know, that, you know, hey, I was in the Navy and this caused me to not be there when I felt like she needed me the most. But when, you know, rewind a few months before that, when she told me that she was terminal and only had 6 months left to live. And I knew it was around the time that I didn't know I was going to be gone at the time, but I knew I was going to be on a ship. You know, the whole deployment was like a overnight, like, hey, we just found out we're leaving. You got 72 hours.
Wow. Right?
But you know, she told me when I graduated boot camp that she was terminal and she had 6 months left to live. And I, you know, it was really hard to absorb that.
Yeah.
But one of the things she told me is she's like, you know, I got to become a grandparent because my sister had a child. She says, I was able to watch you graduate high school and start your career in the Navy. And I know you're going to be okay. She's like, yep. I'm okay with this, you know, and she accepted it. And, you know, so stuff like that, you know, that was kind of like a life defining moment for me that I want to continue to live, in a manner that would make her proud, as well as, you know, give what I was never able to be given to my children.
Right.
So that they don't miss some of these things. Cause my mom was in, she was 42, I think. I don't know.
Hear the similarities?
And, like, and then I lost my father 2 years ago to cancer. They thought it was liver cancer. It turned out it was something else. And they found it in his liver, but it was already stage 4, spreading throughout his body. And 6 weeks later he was gone. So that was a really tough time. You know, my family, like, we had just literally moved to Hawaii a couple months before that. So we weren't even fully settled in. We had just moved into our new house. So that was definitely a life-changing experience. And that was just, you know, almost 3 years ago now. And, you know, it's things like this that, you know, my dad knew I was okay. He knew that my siblings were okay. When he accepted, his fate, right? Nope. But it's the things like this that, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, you know, this is weird. I can't just call my dad like I used to. And like, you know, nope. Who am I going to call now? But what this did for me was help build a stronger bond with, you know, my wife and my children.
Yeah.
To just, you know, bring us all together closer, because I want to be that good father figure to my daughters. Right. So it's funny, like, well, not funny, but it's like, you know, how death can bring out, these different characterizations that you have inside yourself that you didn't realize. Right. Yeah. So I try to live my life now to focus on, yes, I want to build wealth. I want to build abundance, but what am I doing it for?
Yeah.
Doing it for my family. I'm doing it for my children. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, you know, people need to experience loss. They need to experience, you know, something that they hold dearly and losing it. And yeah. I wouldn't say that it was like a rock bottom moment for me or anything, but I will say that it changed the way I think about a lot of things, and it changed my mindset for sure.
It puts into prioritization of your values and what you do value. And it really does change your mindset. And that's what I call it for me. I had to hit rock bottom, and I never interfere with anybody hitting rock bottom. Like, people are like, why don't you help that person out? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? You have all these opportunities to help this person out. I'm like, they haven't hit rock bottom yet, right? When they hit rock bottom, they realize it's something inside of them that will push them beyond where they could ever go on their own, right? It's like a spirit wakes up inside of them. And I believe that God does interfere with people. Like, I'm not going to shy away and say, I know what it is, but these people have to come to their realization for themselves, right? We don't wake ourselves up every day. Like, we were created, you know? Look at your situation, right? With both your parents, right? The ages, the situations, cancer, you know, spreading throughout, the death, like, you know, and it helped you, you know, put yourself in a different mindset. What happened to me? Look at those similarities, right? And if I didn't share that with you, would you have shared that with me? Our testimonies and our stories actually matter. And, you know, money helps us, right? I told you, time freedom. That's what I help people obtain, so that we can share our stories and help people come to greater realizations that is not about you. It's about what you can contribute to the entire universe, and it will give back to you. It will feed you eternally and internally, you know, so that you know, you can go do more and more and more. Like, man, I definitely know you're going to live to like, you know, 120 years old, you know, still looking young, as long as you are, cause you got a mission that you're living for, you know?
Yeah, and I'm trying to live a healthy lifestyle. You know, I'm a vegetarian and I try to eat good, but you know, you never know what's going to happen, right?
So yeah, hey, I never know.
I want to live life that way. You know, that I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but I want to be prepared, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And you know, it's, I haven't really shared that story on this podcast. I've been on other podcasts and I've shared, bits and pieces of that. Yeah, it's not something I really shared on this podcast before. And it's, I just wanted to talk about it because, you know, when you, you know, hearing your story and how this, you know, it was a defining moment for your life, it made me stop for a second and reflect that, you know, some of the changes that I've made in my life, due to suffering the losses that I've had too, you know, with losing parents. And,
right,
you know, it's never an easy thing. It's never an easy thing.
Never.
But it, you know, I am who I am because of it, you know. It's helped become a defining moment and a defining it's helped build defining characteristics in my life. So
you just said a mouthful right there because You asked me, you said, Will, you know, do I call you Will or do I call you William? Right. And I was like, yeah, call me Will. But honestly, like, you know, and through revelation, you know, God taught me, like, I'm really in tune with my relationship with God because he said, you know, go be the vessel on this earth. God's will I am. That's my name. God's will I am. And so I just go out and I impact lives, right? People are like, how are you solving all these problems? How do you know how to talk to these people? How do you know? I'm like, it's not me. It's God working through me to, you know, relate to a person, build a relationship, show love, and help them in their problem areas. I don't know how to do all these things by myself, right? That's the Spirit taking over and tapping into something that I would never know about this person, but the Spirit can attract to your spirit or that person's spirit, and it knows how to bring that out, right? Whatever's inside of you, it just pulls that emotion and that revelation out of you and you get to share. Like, dude, like, look at what you just did. You know, you said this was a defining thing in my life and you was able to share it on your podcast. Like, that's powerful. That's what my coaching sessions go like, man.
Yeah.
If you're curious about what my coaching sessions go like, that's what it goes like. But I record it so a person can see the whole transformation happen before that. I coined it the 20-minute transformation. Like, get on a call with me, 20 minutes, you'll be transformed. Whether it's money, you know, life coaching, whatever it may be, business consulting, 20 minutes, that's all it'll take and you will be transformed.
Yeah, right on. I mean, yeah. And, you know, I'm enjoying the conversation too, you know, like, you're very easy to talk to.
Thank you.
You know, and I feel like, you know, it's flowing well. And I feel a connection for sure. You know, and it's, I think it's also a testament to, you know, what you do with your own coaching services and how you, you know, you're not afraid to share your story and what's going on with you and the defining moments in your life that had these changes. I believe that, you know, the people that you help are truly seeing who Will truly is, right? There is no behind the guise or anything like that. And, you know, and that's how I like to do what I'm doing as well. Like, I'm not trying to hide anything. I am who I am.
Yep.
And this is my life. This is my story. And this is what I'm trying to do to help other people. So
People can tell when you're real, when you're honest and vulnerable, man, people can sense it. And that's why you're going to have and continue to have success. You know, you have the success and you're going to continue because you are operating out of integrity. You know, that's
important.
Integrity super important.
Yeah.
Super important.
I don't call out people. I don't like to do that. But I have seen several people out there on the interwebs that, you know, that have these different products that they push that they're trying to, you know, or different services that they offer. When you look at it, like, you feel like, okay, you're just doing this, not really to help other people. You're doing it for yourself and
lining your pockets,
you know, sure. I mean, you know, if you're doing something you're passionate about and you're helping other people and you find a way to make an income from that, that's fantastic.
Right.
But don't let the, you know, the filling your pockets be the reason why
you got into it.
Yep. You're doing it or got into it, right? Don't let that be your mission. Let your mission be to actually serve others. And then again, like you said, that's going to give you that abundance mindset that it's just going to come.
I'm going to tell you, right? So you even asked about my course, right? So in my course, like I don't speak in theory. Like I literally pull up my pay statement. I pull up my W-2. I pull up my bank statements, credit card statements. So people can see the real live. This is who I am. I'm not hiding this information from you. You will look at my credit report and then I'll help you learn how to do these things for yourself so that you can build that financial portfolio that will lead you to success. And in doing that, you know, people take on a new mindset. Like one of my clients, I helped her put $800 back in her pocket because of the fact that she didn't realize she was overspending on eating out, right? We just worked through a budget sheet and she was like, wow, I spend that much eating out, like, you know, restaurants, breakfast, lunch, you know, and going out to like fast food and stuff like that. She's like, whoa, I didn't know I was spending that. I said, what if you take that $800 a month that you were spending and actually invest that? And, you know, I tell people like, you know, I do foreign exchange trading as well. And I'm telling people, look, my company will guarantee you a 5% return every month. If you, you know, loan the money to my company, I will write up a contract. You will be getting this money paid 30 days later. And they're like, how can you guarantee that? And I'm like, because I'm all about sharing. I know that the money will come to me. And I set their money aside. I literally set it aside an account just to practice discipline for them. The habit of saving is penny saved is a penny earned, right? So I'm helping them save, a penny or whatever it may be, any amount they choose. And then I'm rewarding them with 5% at the end of the month so that they can go out and do something. At the end of the year, that's 60%. That pays for a person's mortgage or a car note or whatever it may be. And they're like, why are you doing this? Why do you want to help me so much? Because I want to spread love into the world. There's people who will help me just because I'm helping you. And I'm not doing it to be helped. I'm doing it because I feel that the world deserves to have more people, like we said, working together to help people achieve their dreams. I created an organization at my college called the Brotherhood. And, you know, that organization, I literally started it up. And once I graduated, walked away. That organization is still standing today. And me and my friends, we go back every year to, you know, do our founder speech. And it stands for Brothers Respecting Open Thought, Helping Every Man Realize His Own Original Dream, Brotherhood. And, you know, like, just to see how many people's lives are changed by that, like they're going in, these are engineers graduating, going PhD, you know, master's, you know, regular with the bachelor's. And then they go out and impact their communities and they have a problem solving mindset, right? They're building out relationships. They're sharing themselves vulnerably, like with others. And it's just, they come back and share their experiences. And I'm like, I never knew that this would start from here, but it expanded. It expanded and it's all over the country now. It's like, it's phenomenal to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, like, you know, the fact that you've proven that you put your effort into everything that you do,
yeah.
Right? And it's not so much that, you know, you start something up and you built something and now you're walking away from it. No, you built this other group up right outside of your college, right out of college.
Yeah.
And to the point where it's still a thing that's going on.
It's an organism. It has a life.
You know, it's one of the things that I think is a quality trait about you, just from having this discussion with you that I've picked up on, is that you're not afraid to put a little bit of yourself into everything that you do, you know, and pour yourself into it, because that's the kind of passion that you have. And I think it also ties back into your spiritual journey, you know, your relationship with God, like you talked about how, you know, it's helping to give you that confidence and push you in this direction to make these things happen.
You got it, brother. You got it.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're doing some really awesome things as a coach, man. You know, and your goal of being able to impact 250,000 people's lives this year. That's amazing. I really hope you do it. I'd love to see you get there. Actually, I know you're gonna.
We're gonna connect again. Well, of course, we're gonna keep in contact. Get there.
So you have to keep me updated on that.
I will. Sure.
All right. So there's I wanted to ask you if you had, so let's say, you know, I'm coming in and I want to start getting out of debt and I'm not exactly sure where to get started. I've got like $20,000 in credit card debt. Yeah. I've got a 520 credit score. What kind of tips would you recommend for somebody who's in that situation that has this compounding debt over their head and you know, a poor credit score and they're trying to build themselves up? What would you recommend?
Hey, first and foremost, I'm going to put them onto your episode 2. Episode 2, Average Joe Finances. I mean, man, the tips appreciate were simple. That. Oh, no, of course. Like, the tips were simple. I was like, wow, this actually sounds like me talking. You know, you talked about the budget and you talked about how you know, and like I said, like, putting money towards charity, tithing, taking advantage of the matches in a 401k. You hit it on the head with all the things that mattered, right? And you talked about snowballing, right? So whether it's the interest rate, right, for credit cards, paying off in a certain way, or you're attacking the smallest and then building up. So, you know, I'm like, yeah, you hit it, right? So first and foremost, I'm going to get them the introduction. Listen to episode 2, Average Joe Finances.
Wow. Thanks.
And then, right, if you need to see the stuff being put into application, I give them my ebook, my audiobook for free so they can learn from my personal story, right? And now their mind is in tune even more. And then I'll give them my course. So not only is, you know, did they get all this free information, but now they're seeing it live and in action. Right. I'm telling them, download your PDF or your bank statement. Look at all the charges. Right. Look at my charges. You know, people learn when they can laugh at others. Right. We watch TV because we can laugh at the lives of other people. It's entertainment. So I'm like, look, laugh at my scenario. Right. I had I even put this on my course. I had $16,000 in deposit into my bank account and I spent $17,000. In one month, and I earned 1 cent in that 1 month on interest. I was like, 1 cent? Are you kidding me? Like 1 cent of interest? And it was like, yeah, you earned 5 cent total this year of interest. And I was like, wow, like I did all these transactions and 1 cent was all I got out of it. Like it's a joke, you know, but then I'm telling people, hey, I can give you 5% interest per month for my company. Like, you know, it puts people in a different mindset to be like, oh my God, like the bank isn't offering me anything, but this guy's offering me way more. And it's like, I try to get people to, you know, learn the mindset, read the right things, like how you said you're doing with your children, right? You know, you're doing it with your in-laws, your spouse, like everything. And then putting it into action, right? Actionable steps. Do this, talk to this person, right? I have resources and connections that I put in my course. So like when I'm telling people why you should invest in an accountant, why you should start up an LLC, right? The tax advantages, why you should, you know, have a lawyer on your team, you know, real estate, why to invest in that? Why to invest in your 401k, your Roth IRA, or is it better to do a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA? Like I've learned all these things because I got licensed in that realm because my financial advisor, when I was an engineer working for PepsiCo, was actually taking advantage of me. Now I did not know this. I did not know that he was taking advantage of me and I'm getting hit with all these charges, no growth in my account. And when my mentor actually pointed out to me, I was like, he's like, what do you want to do about it? I was like, I'm going to tell everybody. He was like, great idea. Tell everybody. But before you do, make sure you start a business and then tell everybody and charge them for this. And I was like, oh, okay, I could do that. And so that's how it really started, man.
Okay, right on. Well, so speaking of your business and your ebook and everything, because you'd mentioned that, you know, you'd be happy to share that with others. I think this is probably the most important question I'm going to ask you then, because people listen to this episode probably want to learn a little bit more about you and your story and just know more, like, hey, who is Will Owens? And besides what I listened to on this episode today. So where can people find this information about you? Do you have like a website, social media, and you know, anything like that?
Oh yeah. So for the website, it is The Mind Creates. So TheMindCreates.com. So TheMindCreates.com. And the email that people, you know, if they ever want to reach out to me, it's info@TheMindCreates.com. And then when it comes to like the social media, right, I'll give you my personal page. So Instagram.com and then Will_Owens. If you want to look for me on Instagram. And, you know, you found me. You found me and we got connected. Right. And it's and you know, I was just looking through your page and I'm just like, wow, you know, great stuff. And I'm so proud of you to be so many episodes in and just quality. I really want to congratulate you on your success and, you know, keep rooting for you to have more and more.
Yeah. Thank you so much, man. It's definitely been a wild ride, but it's been fun. Yeah. And I think one of the things that, and I talk about this with a few of my guests is just that, it's kind of like a selfish thing, but I really enjoy the podcast because I get to talk to people like you, you know, pick your brains, learn from you. And, you know, and of course, write all these great notes down. My little black book of, I guess this is my podcast brain, right?
Yeah.
So everything that I learn when I'm sitting here talking to you guys and just learning some really great stuff.
Hey, man, you're making wonderful connections too.
Yeah, Matt. Yeah. And building my network, and it's
wonderful. your net worth being increased. All right, you know who to contact whenever you need something. It's powerful.
Absolutely. So hey, Will, this has really been awesome. I genuinely appreciate you taking some time to talk with me today and share your story with our audience.
Hey, the pleasure is all mine. I'm super happy that you considered me as a guest. And man, may this episode be super fruitful. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Average Joe Finances Podcast, your source for beating debt, saving money, and investing. Learn more at averagejoefinances.com.
The Average Joe Finances Podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Do not use this for any real estate or investment making decision.